Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Gracious Heavenly Father, again we thank you that we can come to you and we can come to your word and hear what you have caused to be recorded for our encouragement, for our upbuilding, for our rejoicing in the Saviour who has come into our world to not only lay down his life for us, but to rise from the dead and go before us into the very heavens, so that we as his church should be prepared one day to see him face to face, and even now to live for him as we should in this world in which you have called us and placed us. So we pray, our Heavenly Father, that you will speak to us this morning and help us to look to him. In the name of Jesus we ask. Amen. So we're looking at Philemon chapter 1, the only chapter, and verse 6. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. There is a levelness, if that is such a word, in the existence of the church, which is undeniable and it actually is quite astounding. These men who are called apostles, these men who were chosen by Jesus to found the church on which he based the whole building of the New Testament church, with all that he blessed his people with in the new covenant in Christ, those whom he calls to himself and builds into an edifice, an organization, a body of collected members who contribute to and join with and benefit from one another in Jesus Christ. All of them, in one sense, are on the same ground, and that even includes the apostles. Now, look at this verse carefully. Paul, the apostle, as we've already determined in our earlier study, is actually speaking to this convert, this man. We don't quite know how he came to faith in Christ, but we know that he's not an apostle. He is a church leader. The church meets in his house. So he's obviously respected and looked up to. He's a man of means because he owns slaves. We'll see that a little later. And Paul is speaking to him as a brother. Further, we see in this verse, he's actually speaking to him as a partner. And he will use that word again later on. So as we've already reflected, although Paul could pull rank, as it were, and say, I am an apostle, I was appointed by Christ when he met me on the Damascus Road. I've seen Jesus face to face, and his commission to me was to actually minister in a way that these churches are actually sown by my hand, under my ministry, in the sound of the gospel preached through my mouth. I am your leader, and I should be obeyed. No, he's not talking to Philemon on that grounds. He wants to establish this relationship and get it clear that Philemon is a partner with him in the faith. Furthermore, his concern is not to give orders that must be obeyed, but give instruction that should be understood. And this is the amazing thing about God's word. Although we recognize freely and in gladness the submission of ourselves to the authority of God's word, the written word of God, we see that it is inspired, it's perfect, it's actually the way that God speaks to us in his word. Nevertheless, what God is after is not that we just obey in some kind of robotic way. He wants us to understand what is going on. There was a stage where Jesus said at the end of his ministry to those who he'd called to be his disciples, no longer do I call you servants, I call you friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. And that kind of like, it sounds as if it's a bit of a strange comment. If you do what I say, I'll call you my friends, a bit like the children in the playground. You know, if you do what I want you to, you can be part of my gang. That's not what Jesus is saying. What Jesus is saying is, I will treat you in a way so that you will understand what I am doing. Servants, he says, don't understand what the master is about, but friends do, because with a friend, you share with that friend on an equal basis, man to man to woman, woman to woman, whatever it might be, so that they see, they have an insight into what you are about. And what Paul is after here with Philemon is that he should have the same vision, that this clarity of purpose should be his, that his understanding of all of the good things that are shared amongst the church, distributed amongst all believers, all of these things would be understood by this man to whom he is writing. We're going to see why that's important a bit later. But here's my challenge to you and to myself this very morning. As you read God's word, do you seek to understand it? Do you realize that the Spirit in your heart is enlightening you? He's opening your eyes. He's preparing your mind. He's training your thinking to think Christ's thoughts after him. There's a phrase in the New Testament which is often used. It says that we have the mind of Christ. What does that mean? It means that we can think like Jesus thinks, that God is actually schooling us in this way of reasoning, in this way of understanding things, so that we will actually see things from God's perspective, as it were. And it's possible for us to have that view of the world, of ourselves, of who we are in Christ, of the church, all of these things, the good things that he shares with the church in the light of the wisdom and the knowledge that he alone can bring us. So here's Paul's thought for us today. You are a partner with Paul, what a privilege, in these things of Christ. And his prayer for us, as for Philemon, is that our understanding might be deepening. Seek to go deep into God's word and to get your mind engaged with thinking these things through, with grasping the vision, the enthusiasm, the importance of what it is to know what God is doing in you and what God is doing in the world in which he has placed you. So here's the glorious vision that we have, one that is full of light and full of life and invested in the purpose and the pleasure of God. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for dealing with us in this way. We thank you that you do not expect us just to follow as mindless automatons, as kind of some robot which is given instructions and without thinking is expected to follow, but you want us to be engaged fully in the pursuance of the Lordship of Christ in our lives, so that we are completely committed to what we are doing in him, having the eyes of our minds enlightened so that we may grasp the knowledge of the height, the depth, and the width of all that you are doing in the love of Christ in our lives. What a glorious thing to be involved in. Thank you for calling us to this very day. In the name of Jesus, we bring you our praise. Amen.